Okay, I will discuss different aspects of accretion and outflows from vicinity of magnetized stars. We have a collaboration with Richard Lovelace and two graduate students of mine, Akshay Kulkarni and Min Long, and also two excellent collaborators from Russia who are mathematicians. So I could say that the most interesting stars, many of them have magnetic fields, such as very young stars, which are just formed, like T Tauri stars, and white dwarfs and neutron stars, which are interesting typically in binary, where they accrete matter from the accretion disk. And the question is, what's the disk structure around such a magnetized star, and at which conditions we expect outflows? So this basic ideas were developed in the 70s, an excellent bunch of excellent papers, where people understood that when matter comes from accretion disk, it should be disrupted in the region of the large magnetic field. Magnetic field increases very fast in the dipole magnetic field. And after that, matter is supposed to go around magnetosphere somehow and accrete to the star. And it was understood that some region at a larger distance as compared with magnetospheric radius, this is RM magnetospheric radius, some region of the disk should also change structure because of interaction with external magnetic field lines. And it was also understood that the star might spin up or spin down depending on the ratio between magnetospheric radius and co-rotation radius. Or it can be in rotational equilibrium state. And it was understood that the star expects to rotate slowly when it accretes from accretion disk, because rate of rotation of magnetized star should be of the order of Keplerian rotation at the inner radius of the disk. So it was interesting to check numerically at which case we get a rotational equilibrium state when the star doesn't spin up or spin down. So we did numerical 2D and full 3D simulations with non-relativistic MHD code, Godunov type code. We incorporated first viscosity in the simple alpha viscosity form. We don't deal with MRI just because we need to resolve region around magnetosphere near the star. And later we also diffusivity also in alpha form. And we put these numbers to be pretty small. What is expected at external regions of the disk. So, and we also found quasi-equilibrium initial conditions. So we have slow viscous flow in the disk right from beginning of simulation without any initial strong perturbations, which are expected in some other cases. Okay, so we got first results on 2D simulations of disk accretion to a magnetized star. And we observed many, many features predicted in the 70s. And so we saw some new features, of course, were observed, like there is a disk structure such that the mat enhancement is observed right near the magnetospheric boundary. Then mat is lifted because of pressure gradient force, what we just calculated along this black line. And then mat is accelerated, pulled down to the star, forming the hot spot. And we also observed that star spins up or spins down, and this is an example when matter comes and accretes, and the angular momentum carried by magnetic field is much larger on the star compared with angular momentum carried by matter, because at larger distances magnetic field is completely carried by matter of the disk closer to magnetosphere. It's converted to angular momentum carried by field lines, and when matter falls down to the star, almost all angular momentum carried by magnetic field lines. Yes, if you'll give me 2 hours of talk, I'll explain all units. No? Okay, then after talk. At this point, are dimensionless units which I introduced. Actually, the models is good for T Tauri stars in dimensionless units, but so the time scale, I'll tell you. One thing. The time scale, our clock, is Keplerian rotation at radius equal to 1. And you'll see it in many plots. It's just one period of rotation. And we are able to calculate up to 2,000 of these rotations. We started from 5. Actually, after one rotation, picture is like that. And after 1,000 rotations, it's the same. Okay. So, but we also noticed that in some ratio between core rotation radius and magnetospheric radius, the star spins down, then spins up, spin down again, spin up again. And it's what we call in rotational equilibrium state. And we investigated the state in greater detail because this is the state which is expected in many systems which live pretty long. So we observed that for a long time, the matter stops near magnetospheric radius and sits there. There are little oscillations connected with complicated magnetic flux evolution. So basically, magnetic field lines inflate as a result of differential rotation of foot points. And there often reconnection is observed. And this determines little oscillations of the inner radius of the disk and can give little quasi-periodic oscillations in the light curves. And there is also a lot of radial component and stuff like that. And the important to know the number, what's the ratio between angular velocity of the star and the inner radius of the disk. And we found this number for different parameters, for different magnetic fields and different parameters of the system. And this is kind of more important for people who are dealing with quasi-periodic oscillations, and I can talk personally about these with people who are interested. But now we're interested in outflows, and there are no outflows of matter in these cases. Some angular momentum is carried away by wound magnetic field lines here, and some energy is carried away, but no matter flow in this situation. For slowly rotating, medium rotating stars, there are no outflows observed. So let's go to the case when star rotates so fast that at the magnetospheric radius, oh, sorry, I moved everything, but you can project. So when star rotates so fast that at magnetospheric radius, velocity of rotation is larger than Keplerian rotation of the disk. So then it means that when the centrifugal force at the boundary is larger than gravitational force, and any incoming matter has tendency to flow away. It's what is predicted by theory. And it was interesting to check simulations, and we're aiming to this problem, maybe like 5 years, and there were difficult problems, numerical, technical. But finally, we solved the problem, and what we observed, there are two different windmills in space. There are two different regimes, what we call weak propeller when star spins down strongly but no outflows, and strong propeller regime when star spins down but there are excellent outflows, and I'll show them. So once again, when star rotates faster than slowly rotating star, then this winding up of magnetic field lines and opening occurs much faster and efficiently, and what we see that the magnetic tower forms, and I like this term which came, I suppose, from Japan or maybe earlier. So anyway, there are some field lines which still connect the star and the disk, which are responsible for angular momentum transport between the disk and the star. But a lot of magnetic field lines are inflated. And this is an example of simulations. So in this simulation, I expected to get very nice outflow, but I changed parameters and get a picture similar to that. So basically, the magnetosphere rotates, and a lot of azimuthal component appears in this region. So magnetosphere expands, non-dipole magnetic field is here. Basically, it's a lot of azimuthal components. And matter is pushed away, but it sits there and then goes away. It breaks magnetic tower and pushing it forcefully to reconnect. And it accretes to the star. And so this is a typical picture, and we just didn't know what to do during a year. And let's discuss more this weak propeller regime with no outflow. So we saw that angular momentum flux, the star spins down very seriously, much stronger than in any other case, and matter accretes quasi-periodically, but no outflows. And the physics of the process is the following. So magnetosphere expands because of this rotation, and angular velocity is larger than Keplerian up to in all this distance. It's very much larger magnetosphere versus the non-rotating magnetosphere would be right here at 1. And co-rotation radius is really small here. It's really strong propeller from our understanding that it should be strong propeller. But so, and we see that defy component. Just a second. New technique, but I'm fighting with it. So, because, okay. So defy components become much larger than anything else. It's strongly non-dipole field. It's really very unusual situation and just very expanded magnetosphere. But still, it's weak propeller. No outflows are observed. It's nice that stars can spin down very fast. So if young star formed, for example, it spins down very fast because of the process, because of propeller interaction. Okay, let's go to strong propeller. What was the difference? So by chance, just by chance, we took larger diffusivity. So we took not diffusivity, which expected far away in the disk, but near magnetosphere, if you diffusivity, you know, it might be very different. It can connect with some turbulent process. And also, actually, we took larger matter flux. And what we observed is that, so matter is pushed away, but because of larger matter flux, it comes closer to the star, then it diffuses in its thin lines, then it pushed away to nice outflows. Then it's pushed away by magnetosphere because mass is unloaded to outflows and to the star. So the process is quasi-periodic. Quasi-periodicity might be very perfectly well, or there are trains of quasi-variability observed sometimes. So anyway, what we saw, that's very helpful to have high accretion rate, basically specific accretion rate, specific matter fluxes, larger compared with weak propeller case. And the process continues and continues and continues, unless you're tied to run computer, like 2,000-3,000 of rotations of this clock, Keplerian rotation at the at unity. Okay. Let's wait, it will finish pretty soon. So gravity really attracts any matter which is coming, but it's pushed away by fast rotating magnetosphere. Yes, yes, diffusivity, it is small, but it's a bit larger, that 0.2, alpha corresponding to 0.2. So here you see matter flows from the disk and goes to the outflow, and outflow is centrifugally driven. So angle is like 45, 60 degrees. And diffusivity is important as here. No. So we have like Genebis, Novatikoglu, and Parker. They suppose the diffusivity and viscosity might be determined by the same process. And I will talk longer, I'm sorry, okay? both can be have alpha prescriptions. Diffusivity, we have real terms and equations for diffusivity, but you can have analogy of the viscosity and diffusivity both in alpha prescription, okay? And diffusivity is important right here because star rotates really fast, but incoming, this is omega, background is angular velocity. So matter from the disk comes with very low angular velocity corresponding to Keplerian, but magnetosphere rotates very fast. And why diffusivity is needed is to transport angular momentum from the, diffusivity is needed. So matter of the disk threads through magnetic field lines of the magnetosphere and transport its angular momentum to the disk matter. And finally, and this centrifugal force simply acts and push it away. And alpha why we need a larger, actually it's on the next. Okay, so this is difference between weak propeller and strong propeller. In weak propeller case, we have weak specific, excellent, exactly for 3D simulations. So we have weak specific matter flux in the disk. So disk matter can't penetrate far away inside magnetosphere versus the strong propeller when we have large matter-specific flux and matter comes to the region of very fast rotating magnetosphere. But larger diffusivity is needed for this boundary where matter penetrates to the fast rotating magnetic field lines of magnetosphere. It acquires angular momentum, is pushed away. So this is difference. Okay. So, as I told, fluxes to the star are quasi-periodic with trains of quasi-periodic oscillations here and there. Angular momentum flux carried by field is large and also quasi-periodically oscillates. And this is just an example of trains of quasi-periodic oscillations, which we observe in many cases. But in some cases, we get very, very ordered quasi-periodic oscillations. You see it's only part of the region which we simulated. and it happens at even larger matter fluxes through the star. And this process still should be understood in greater detail, why such order oscillations appear in the disk propeller interaction. Okay, so efficiency of the propeller. So in some, at some parameters, small magnetic moment of the star, only small part of the matter goes to jet and most of matter accretes to the star. At other parameters, like large magnetic field of the star, much more matter goes to the jet. All matter can go to the jet, actually. 100% times larger amount of matter goes to the jet compared with accretion to the star. And same, when angular velocity of the star increases, then the more matter is ejected from the system. Okay, 3D simulations. There are not many outflows here, so this is 3 minutes is sufficient. So we considered, we did pretty complicated full 3D simulations of disk accretion to a star with dipole magnetic field where magnetic moment inclined at different angles from 0 to 90 degrees. And we developed special cube sphere numerical grid which has advantages of the spherical coordinates and in radial direction as spherical and then as basically Cartesian in all other directions. So we have advantages, we don't have singularities of spherical coordinates. And what we observed, that matter comes from the disk, and it, again, it's stopped by a magnetosphere at some region of the radius, and it funnels to the surface of the star, forming hotspots there. External magnetic field lines, which in the matter-dominated region, they're wrapped around in the accretion disk. And I just asked Sergei Komissarov, because I'm interested, is it possible to have similar situation in case of black hole? But it's not clear yet, is my understanding. Okay. So anyway, you can see from different sides for some moment of time that so there are spiral structure forms in the region in the regions of the disk. They have changed structure. They do influence by magnetic field of the dipole. And in other critical situations, like when magnetic moment misaligned from 90 degrees compared with omega, we also observed, but more direct accretion to the poles as expected. Lot of spiral structure around. It's interesting how far this spiral structure propagates, but we need better resolution in the accretion disk at larger distances, and it needs more work to understand this problem. As I told, when matter comes from far away, just accreting spirals, which is very cute. And this is just some evolution. You can see that funnel streams, they might accrete, might process around the around. It might rotate faster or slower than the star, and this can give origin to some quasi-periodic oscillations for those who are interested. In some cases, we see very bizarre situations. This is the case when temperature in the disk is pretty high, and this is matter sometimes lifted and how very difficult to describe analytically, I guess. Excellent, 1 minute, what I need. Okay, so a different misalignment angles. We see at small misalignment angles, matter accretes more or less symmetrically, like in axisymmetric case, as it is expected. At larger misalignment angles, more and more matter accrete directly to the poles. And in equatorial region, there is a lot of spiral structure. This is density as a background is shown, and direct accretion in case of the large misalignment angles. Okay, and there are hotspots form of different shape. For different misalignment angles, and it's just advertisement about what I can speak during lunch talk, lunch breaks. Okay, but there are a couple of last slides. What is magnetic field? And we see that magnetic field lines are also form magnetic tower in three-dimensional simulations. And this is the case when 30 degrees misalignment angle. And you see that magnetic tower forms, no outflows, of course, because star doesn't rotate very fast. And even at very large misalignment angles, those people who interest what will happen in 3D, many things are very similar. So even magnetic towers form in the direction of the angular momentum. Okay, and conclusions, just have a few conclusions. So in case of slowly rotating stars, no outflows are observed. Maybe the more work is needed to check like Chu model of X wind, but we try to check to generate X wind, and then no X wind so far were generated And at propeller stage, the very nice robust outflows were obtained in some cases at some parameters, but in other parameters there are no outflows, but there is always strong spin down in all cases. So in 3D cases, we see the disk change structure, magnetic towers form, a lot of angular momentum can go to through magnetic tower, a lot of energy can go to through magnetic field lines. And 3D simulations of propeller should be done in the future. I'm sorry, have just some. And three-dimensional simulations of accretion to star in propeller regime should be done in the future because it's interesting but very difficult to do technically.
You commented that the spin down was very strong. I was just wondering if you could say what the ratio of your results is to sort of classical formulae, for example, like the spin down time scale. How does the spin down time scale in your weak propeller regime compare with what I would estimate if I just used the classical propeller formulae for the spin down time scale? I was also curious is that how does the spin down time scale in the 3D case, how does that vary with theta, the angle of inclination between the disk and the magnetic moment?
Okay, I'll answer to the second question first. So in 3D case, there are three spin downs along around three axes actually. So, but the main our interest is around Z axis, and that at larger misalignment angles, initially spin down is larger, but later when more matter accretes, we have viscosity in 3D code, so more matter accretes, and we see that spin down is approximately the same like in all other cases, because spin down is determined by interaction of magnetic field lines within the regions of the disk. And so, and what is important is the magnetospheric radius. So, and dipole, is what I'm saying, is like a fireball in sense of magnetic field decreases very fast. Energy decreases like R minus 6. So, and at this point, it doesn't matter which what's the misalignment angle. Okay? And regarding ratio, there are quite a number of ratio of spin down as a function of angular velocity in the literature, and some done by Pringle and some done in our work. And I think the most detailed paper about disk magnetosphere interaction, most of ratios are given for spherical accretion. And there are a couple of papers which I know about disk magnetosphere interaction theory. It's about Lovelace with Navate Kogan, myself, and Spruit. And hello, yeah, wake up. Yes, recent paper by Spruit and Tom, right, as a collaborator. And so I should look, I remember that it compares pretty well with our paper, and I should compare with the Hank's result and add it to the paper, which in the course. Good question.
Two questions. The quasi variability you showed seemed to be on timescales long compared to the rotation period, is that just set by diffusion?
Yes, there are all four parameters work: magnetic field of the star, angular velocity of the star, diffusion parameter, and viscosity parameter, which is proportional to matter flux. And now all four parameters determine this timescale. And if you will ask dependence on one of parameters, I'll tell you. No, you can ask.
That's okay.
What is my interest?
So I guess the related question is, what happens if you just turn off your your artificial diffusivity?
You know, it's not artificial diffusivity. We have diffusion
your
term.
Alpha diffusivity.
Alpha diffusivity.
What if you turn it off?
Zero. So no. We have, of course, numerical diffusivity. We are not gods. We have like all other people.
Sure.
And our alpha diffusivity corresponds to about 0.01. It's pretty small. 0.01 in some typical region. Yeah. So.
I guess I have the same. Really.
Yeah.
Consider the diffusivity smaller.
Smaller than 0.01?
Yes.
Yeah. And you expect very small diffusivity in near magnetospheric radius.
And the question I'm getting at is there are many opinions floating around about turbulent diffusivity.
Right.
And adopting one of them, it might be useful to actually see what happens to the simulation as a function of varying that parameter. You varied it upwards.
Yes.
What happens if you vary it downwards until you reach the point that you're stepwise until you reach the point that your diffusivity is determined by the code?
Right.
Have you done that?
No, we didn't do this, but it's okay. It will be interesting to check when diffusivity will be very small. But what we do, we compare, we regulate what's important, not only diffusivity, but ratio between viscosity and diffusivity. Viscosity determines, that matter flux determines how fast matter comes in. So what is important is the magnetic Reynolds number, not just diffusivity by itself. And we change this number and see what will happen. So, and actually this is the reason of the weak propellers. In weak propellers, matter just cannot diffuse to magnetic field lines. Diffusivity is high enough not let matter to go through magnetic field lines. We can manage this situation. We don't let matter to go through magnetic field lines. Matter doesn't get angular momentum from the star. And this is why no outflows are observed. Matter just sits there because diffusivity is, magnetic Reynolds number is high enough not to let matter to interact with magnetosphere. So we what? Yes. But it sits the 100th rotation of the star, and finally it starts to go around. And this is not just diffusivity of interaction between disk and magnetosphere. It goes around and it forces magnetic field lines to annihilate because magnetic field line doesn't have other choice when a lot of matter comes. So this matter coming around magnetosphere push this magnetic flux to annihilate, and this is why it accretes. Okay.
Your quasi-periodic bursts of accretion remind me very much a really old theory for type 2 X-ray bursts in one of the neutron star X-ray binaries.
Right. Yeah.
But I think your timescales are much shorter. But what would it take to get the timescale for the bursts up?
So in X-ray binaries, you mean the timescale which is determined by viscous timescale and so it is a different problem, and there are different theory and different kind of, I can talk about this too, but it's not kind of related to this talk right now. But there are a lot of other quasi-periodic oscillations which are observed in millisecond X-ray pulsars, and this is where this theory can be applied directly when magnetosphere is small, and we determine what can determine quasi-variability, like two spirals in the regions of the disk, or hotspot, shape of hotspot, rotation of hotspot, as a result of rotation of the final stream, and so on.
Yeah. Just very quick. When you say that your star spins up and spins down, does it actually mean that you're varying the inner boundary condition, that omega on your inner boundary is changing with time?
No, omega on the inner boundary doesn't change with time. Yeah. Of course, we just take different cases. I have a graduate student who is doing that. So we take angle velocity of the star different. So we just take one case with one co-rotation radius and run it, other case with other co-rotation radius and run it. And we find the situation at which angular momentum flux carried by magnetic field on the star is equal to zero on average.
Okay, so you're not coupling it to the star itself?
No.
Okay.
Stars rotates with same angle velocity. Anyway, okay. It has high inertia.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, we can't model like a million years. Okay.
Very quick question. Recently, radio emission has been detected from a few brown dwarfs. How would your results scale down to sort of brown dwarf?
We failed, no problem with any scaling. Yeah.
Because it's an intriguing possibility. Is this radio emission associated with alphas?
Brown dwarfs.
Don't look at me like that.
Yeah, guys, brown dwarfs are interesting system in binaries who have small magnetic field and kind of similar situation as expected in brown dwarfs. I just didn't mention. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, let's thank Marina once again. And we will resume at 4:15 after coffee.